Hey, good morning, guys. Welcome to Dish Decorum, where we talk entrepreneurship, training, tabloids, and fun fashion. I am super excited to be here with you guys this Friday morning. Joria, how are you?
I am great, Tamar. Doing wonderful. So, I think you already know what time it is.
Celebrity.
Emphasis on the T.
You know it's time for us to get
it.
All righty, so... You are on it, huh?
Yeah, very much so, Tamar, very much so.
All right. So, did you hear that Rihanna, you know Rihanna, she is my favorite. I absolutely adore Rihanna. Rihanna is a national hero. She was named a national hero. So, did you hear about that?
Yeah, I did, actually. Yeah. It was, honestly, I like that, you know, that she went back. She still kept in touch with her, you know, her home, her hometown, whatever the case is.
Yeah, so the New Republic swore in its first president and declared Rihanna a national hero during a ceremony that lasted from Monday night until, like, early Tuesday. I would have been tired.
And I think, yeah, I would have too, honestly. And I think she's, like, the sixth of their country. The national heroes. That's what I read. So, yeah.
Oh, wow. So Sandra Mason, she was chosen as the president of Barbados by Parliament in October. She has worked as a lawyer, judge, and I think she was a former ambassador, like, to Venezuela and other places. Now,
I did not know that, honestly.
Now, for real though. Yeah. Now let's get to the juicy stuff. Is Rihanna pregnant? Because, you know, fans, they were going crazy, you know, over the internet about that push showing on Rihanna, not Rihanna.
Yes, and it's just like, Rihanna, baby, I seen that little, you know, that little poke, but who knows? It's just an alleged rumor, so. What do you think?
See, you know, Rihanna, she's the queen. She is my favorite, and I absolutely love Rihanna, so... I think it's time, I think it's time for her to have a baby.
Yeah,
I think it's time for her to kind of, she's not giving us any music.
So none at all. And it's just like, well, I mean, maybe she'll make.
I did not see ASAP Rocky.
But see, no, you know, Rihanna likes those weird type of, you know, different type of men. Yeah. So, but no, she went from a billionaire. You know, she was with him for a long time. What's his name again?
A$AP Rocky?
No, oh, no, I'm talking about guy? Before. Oh, yeah, she was with him for a long time, yeah, remember?
And they was low key.
Exactly.
So she was with him for a little minute.
Yeah, but now A$AP, it was different for her. So I guess that's why she like it. If they have a baby,
I don't think
be
it was
so
different.
Cute,
no Chris Brown.
Mm. Well,
now, where's my cup? Let
you
me
know,
sip.
You know.
Where's my
cup? Oh, yes, because you need to. Yeah. Anyway, that was.
Now, the Real Housewives of Orange County, Bronwyn Burke, she was spotted out on a beach with her lover. Now, Bronwyn was spotted strolling down Miami beaches with her new lover, Victoria. That was her name. It was on a Wednesday morning. The couple came in town for a series of art activities and stuff. Bronwyn, she chose a vibrant green one piece with a straw fedora for their romantic beach vacation. Now, while Victoria sported a black bikini top, red patternboard shorts, and a black Yankees hat. Page 6, they were talking to Bronwyn about her relationship and things of that nature. And, you know, they had to throw in, like, things from the show Orange County. She told Page 6 that I only came out a year ago and I'm enjoying being single. I really like spending time with her. Wait a minute, did I read that right? A bonus is that she gets along with my husband, Sean. Wait a minute. Good night. Look, I don't really hear about her and her lover, so I guess this is good news. I don't really watch Housewives Orange County, but I'm glad to see their relationship is good.
Yeah, very much so.
But remember, Bronwyn, don't be a Mimi Foss. on t- you like you sipping away.
Let me just eat my fur.
Oh my god.
Oh wow.
So in new footage released this week, Wendy Williams appeared to be in excellent spirits as she exited a Miami wellness clinic. Mm-hmm. Okay, yeah, I seen. Did you see those tabloids and stuff, the pictures? I feel like.
Now, Wendy, she was seen exiting the facility barefoot while holding on to her driver in a video released by Wendy, the Shade Room on Wednesday.
You know, oh, she ignores a remark about her show being canceled as they go to her car as the Wendy Williams show is still filming. I did not know that.
He was like, the paparazzi was like, everyone does help you feel better. Wendy, she was like, thank you, but she wasn't answering anything about like when she gonna go back.
And you know,
she did say that something. She said something like that. She was like, Wendy is doing fantastic. She was like, a lot more Wendy stuff. So whatever that means. Exactly. That means she's coming back. She's ready to get back on that purple couch. And Wendy, we are praying for a speedy recovery.
And we hope you are doing wonderful for real. And Michael Rapaport, Jerry Springer, Sherry Shepherd, and Leah Remini, who is presently splitting hosting duties with Michelle Visage, as are among the guest hosts and who have stepped in for Williams. Now, those hosts, I feel like majority of you guys did awesome. Y'all did. Jerry Springer.
I didn't like them. I didn't like any of them. Everybody was boring.
Yeah.
Only person that was entertaining was Sherry Shepherd to me, which I heard.
Still is just like a stretch with the Wendy Williams show. And then Jerry Springer, you know, you guys threw me off.
I did not even see that one. I want to find that episode.
I do too. because you threw me off with that Jerry serving the tea. You know, it's just like, okay. And
Wendy wrote what?
What did she write?
She said, how you doing? Wendy wrote.
Okay.
Wendy wrote, how you doing? I miss you all. As everyone knows, my health has been a hot topic. I'm making progress, but it's just one of those things that's taking longer than we expected. I'm a woman of a certain age, and I know enough to listen to my doctors and will return to my purple couch as soon as we all agree I'm ready. She continued to write, like, I want to thank all of my staff and our guest hosts for stepping up and stepping in while I can't be there. So, Wendy, we wish you the best.
We want to see you come back to what, you know, your show, and we want to see, everybody misses you serving the tea, babe.
Mm-hmm. Come on, Wendy, get on back to that couch.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. All right. Ooh, so chow. Lil Baby dropped a major bag on Sweetie, allegedly.
Allegedly.
You know, this is a rumor that's going around the tabloids. I know y'all heard about it. Before we get started, what do you even think about that topic?
I believe it. I definitely believe it. They both are, I don't know.
And that's just that on that. I do too, you know, because we got you in on this one. Because
you know what is it? The Sherlock Holmes. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And Miss Maples, baby. And Miss Marples. Miss Marples, baby. Okay. So the Icy rapper then shared a photo dump on Instagram a few hours later. Selfies, moments with fans, body shots in a Chanel purse sitting on a piano were all featured in the post.
Oh, wow.
Yes. And the final slide of the slider that threw social media investigators into action.
Ooh.
Ooh, Sweetie took a mirror selfie of herself sitting on somebody's lap of an unknown bag. And you know.
For real.
And almost immediately, folks on social media began speculating about who the hella broke or hella rich guy might be.
Oh my god.
Okay.
What else happened to you?
And then on Lil Baby's official Facebook page, a post painted a different picture. Lil Baby was recently seen wearing dark slacks and black shoes that matched Sweetie's mysterious boo. Now, uh-oh, you know, them pockets, yep, back. Yeah, them pockets.
You seen them? You seen them little pockets.
The pockets, y'all. The pockets. And the caption on the November 18th Facebook post reads, "It's only a handful of real ones. People be corny." It includes both a picture, photo, and a video of Baby flaunting his drip in front of a mirror. It's a cold, cold world.
Oh, gosh.
Now, social media, you know, they FBI is like myself. I had to spice it up. I had to spice that one up. As expected, connected the dots right down to the accents on the shoes and slacks. The side-by-side comparison went viral instantly.
Wow.
Yes.
Now, I seen something where Lil Baby, he was on there talking about some baby not dating no one. I'm single. And what Nikki say?
Y'all know that wasn't.
All right, yeah. So I was sitting down being shady, minding my business, and I seen that Quavo got some things off his birth chest saying, "Ain't tripping, we can swap it out." Hashtag QC the label on his Instagram story.
I seen that too, but that is crazy.
Now, despite the fact that Quavo made no mention of names, the Sherlock Holmes and Miss Marples, like you said, assumed he was speaking about Jada. Jada is Lil Baby's ex-girlfriend. She has a son with the rapper. His son's name is Loyal. Mm-hmm. And she goes on the post and say, "I ain't even do nothing." But long story short, Lil Baby ended it by saying, "You want clout? Use Lil Baby," or something in regards to that. We got more great podcasts for you today. After the break, we're here to talk about credit repair with Danielle Scales. So don't go anywhere. Hey guys, welcome back to Dish Decorum, where we talk entrepreneurship, trending tabloids, and fun fashion. Today we have Miss Danielle Scales here to talk about credit repair. Danielle, how are you?
I'm good, and you?
I'm great. Thanks for asking.
Thanks for asking as well.
All right. So you have your own credit repair business. How is Scales Financial Solution?
It's actually going great. We're a credit repair company that specializes in credit repair. We help you understand your credit by analyzing your credit report and disputing inaccuracies with credit bureaus and creditors. We have the experience and knowledge to tackle credit issues that could be difficult to resolve on your own.
Oh, okay. So what can a credit repair company do to help restore my credit?
Our services will help you remove inaccurate information on your credit profile.
Ooh.
Yes. Including bankruptcy, foreclosure, repossession, student loans, collection charge-offs, medical bills, hard and soft inquiries, tax liens, and more. Yes.
Sounds like that for me. So do you have any like fixed price programs, or how do you go about programs?
Yes, we offer a very reasonable monthly plan. We also wanted to fit everyone's budget as well. So we offer a DIY course. This is a step-by-step course, guys. We're repairing your own credit on your own time. The course also provides credit tips and knowledge as well.
All right. So do you have like a money back guarantee? Because I want my money.
Of course, yes. All monthly payments will be reimbursed if no deletions after 120 days of being in the program. You must have credit monitoring service throughout the entire process. You must have no collections added or missed payments during the frame we are assisting you.
Okay. So what about score improvement? Can you guarantee like score improvement, or can you guarantee a certain score of what's going to be obtained?
Well, actually, I can't guarantee results. Results varies. It's a process. So we come up with a game plan with each of our customers, clients, to understand their situations and goals a little more. We can't guarantee results because everyone's credit profile is a little bit different. Everyone is not the same, actually. But we are sure to give each and every one of our clients the best game plan.
Okay, honey, because you know I love them cars.
And I got something for you.
All right. So if these clients are coming to you, what is the process of restoring their credit? Do you have a certain process or a step-by-step that you go by to ensure that it's, you know, being in a nice, timely manner? Or how do you go about that?
At Scales Financial Solution, we start out with a consultation. This consultation allows the client and I to go over credit issues to see if our program will be a good fit for you or not. Mm-hmm. We take a look at your credit report to discuss your goals and concerns. My team breaks down the report and find all the inaccurate information, and we move from there.
Oh, okay. I have to say this. You know I have to say this because I am a very, very impatient person. What's the time frame I can expect my credit to improve? Because I don't have time to sit here and play games.
Ooh. Well, we definitely won't do that. It typically takes 30 to 45 days to see results. We suggest our clients to stay enrolled in the program for 6 to 9 months.
Oh, okay. Okay. Mm-hmm. Sounds great. So what about any references where they can see reviews or so on how you work?
Okay. Well, I have plenty of real client results located on our business page as well as my personal page. You can find our results at Scales Financial Solutions on Facebook and as well as Danielle Scales. That's Danielle, Donielle. Last name Scales, Scales.
All right. And what's the price range of each of your credit programs, if you don't mind me asking?
We offer a monthly package. It's a one-time $199 enrollment audit fee. And then $99 monthly. This includes credit education, 3 bureau audit, 24/7 client portal access, customer service support, monthly updates, and credit building. It's no contract and money back guarantee of no deletion in 120 days.
Oh my gosh, that sounds even better than some of the other credit repair companies that I've been trying to go through.
Yes, we also have the DIY course.
Oh my gosh, DIY?
Yes, it's step by step. Self-paced.
Wow, super amazing. So even if somebody wants to talk to you 24/7, because you are lovely and beautiful.
Thank you.
You know they're going to want to try to text you on there 24/7. But I wish I had more time with you. Danielle, you definitely have to come back and tell us more. Thank you so much for coming to my show and informing all of the current and future entrepreneurs. Up next is one of my favorite segments called PSP, People's Shady Problems. All right, so Jaria, I have been asked by a few fans of our show that we should give our opinion on people's shady problems. Now, don't go on strike if you don't like our answers. We can only be truthful and answer these to the best of our abilities. So, let's get into our first shady problem. She submitted and it says, lazy boyfriend. So, I live with my boyfriend and I seem to be the only one cooking, cleaning, taking care of the dogs while he sits around playing the game literally all day. I know he keeps them in a cage when I'm gone, so he's not fooling me there. I feel as though I'm doing all of these wife duties on a girlfriend's salary. How can I get my boyfriend to be more supportive and help around with my little family? He needs to get the hell up and help. Like, you, it's no other way. Like, you're gonna have to have a conversation with him. You're gonna have to tell him to get up and help. Yeah. Maybe
it's just that's just the only way that's it's gonna help your boyfriend being lazy, hun.
Exactly.
So
maybe get him to start doing stuff like cooking 3 days. Like, you can cook 3 days, he can cook 2 days at least.
Yeah, exactly. Like that. You know, you guys have compensation. What's that word?
Companionship.
It's not comparison.
Yeah, he really needs to plan his schedule out over there playing the game all day.
It just doesn't make sense why he's playing the game while you're working hard.
Have a stern conversation with him. How dare he leave those dogs in a cage?
Yeah, put your foot down. How dare he leave Fluffy and Coco?
We don't even know the dogs' names.
You know.
Oh my god. You wanna handle this one?
Unwanted by her baby father. Okay. So, this lady we're not going to disclose her name. So her letter is, the father of my child is gone every weekend. He's either catching flights or in another city, but not with me. I want to go with him sometimes, but I'm always at work. My friends even say he posts all this money, so I shouldn't even be working, which I agree. Do you think I should talk to him about me reducing my hours so he can financially support me? Also, my friends don't think I have to work sometimes. They think he's just not inviting me. Do you think he may be cheating?
Yeah.
Yeah, he's definitely cheating.
Yeah, this is not a cuddle buddy. This is not a boyfriend. This is the father of your child who's living with you, apparently, how you're texting,
you know, that letter. And you didn't even disclose if this is your man or just the father of your child. You know, I need disclosure.
I mean, the way how she's talking, it seems like she says he's gone every weekend, so I'm guessing he's there Monday through Friday. What SZA say?
9 to 5 on the weekend. Cause baby, you the 9 to 5.
Now Serenity's singing it with you. Serenity's joining us up in this one.
Yes, because it just, you know, she even knows it doesn't make sense.
And if he going every weekend not inviting you, do you think he'll ever invite you? And let him know what you want for the future. And if you guys should even stay together. I wonder what would they do every weekend with him not around? Huh? I said, I wonder what they do every weekend with him not around.
You know what? I wonder what they would
do. Oh, my gosh. This shady, shady boss move show. Now, get hip on the latest fashion trends and positivity to finish off this week strong. So stick around with Dish Decorum. Have a shady problem? Need relationship advice or just plain advice, period? Just ask Jariel and I and maybe we can help. Visit us at www.dishdecorum.com under the PSP section and be as detailed as possible so yours can get selected. Don't leave anything out and make sure it's some good juice. And don't forget to follow us on Instagram and YouTube. Give us that thumbs up and subscribe to our channel. Thank you. Hey guys, welcome back to Dish Decorum, where we talk entrepreneurship, trending tabloids, and fun fashion. It's now all about the fashion trends. Today we have these cute fall fashion items handpicked by the fashion stylist himself, Elliot Bobo from Visionary.byELX. Starting off right now, we're infatuated with this corset shirt with a figure-hugging fit in a pink print satin material with cup embellishments. For the ultimate trendy appearance, you can pair it with ripped jeans and transparent heels. Right now, it's on Pretty Little Things for $48. It's 54% off right now, just $22. So you want to make sure to hurry up and grab that. Next that he grabbed for us was a jacket. Now, with this jacket, you can add some of this season's must-have colors with the weekend attire. With a long lined and buttoned down design in a chocolate brown faux leather material. For the ultimate Instagram influencer look, pair it with the matching bottoms, top, and slip-on heels and a shoulder bag at Pretty Little Things. That is $115. Right now, it is 42% off for $67. He also sent us over some beautiful... These are some cute heels. This season, express an opinion with these heels figurine with a round toe shape and croc pattern embellishment. Right now, it is $38, 53% off, $18. You want to head over there and grab those items quickly. And he didn't forget about the guys. It's all about the finishing touches in fashion, and jumpers and cardigans are the most convenient method to do it. This camel brown cable knit would keep you cool. Waffle styled will keep you warm. Wear a stylish shirt and a shawl cardigan to show off your style. He also sent over a denim, which is the most worn clothing piece, whether it's slim, narrow, or straight, acid wash, or even plain blue. Denim is becoming dark this season, so imagine rich indigo hues for an immediate upgrade. The jeans I'm looking at right now have a slim stretch to them, cargo jeans, zip multi-strap, and acid washed. Grab those two items at Boohoo. They're having a sale on right now for 50% off. So make sure to grab all of these fashion trends right now. The styles are beautiful. To see these latest affordable trends, stop by Elliot's Instagram at visionary.byelx or the fashion tab at dishdecorum.com. Elliot, thank you so much for sending these amazing styles. I can't wait to have you here so you can join me and Jariel to talk about these fashion trends. Catch you soon. All right, guys, so we just about made it to the end, but first we have to end it off on some positivity. So, for the remainder of the week, let's focus on smiling. Smiling not only improves our happiness, but it also serves like health advantages such as reducing blood pressure, stress, and pain, and also strengthening the immune system. So, when you're out and about, just make sure to smile. It's all up to you, however you want to smile. I know I don't go a day if I am not smiling. I don't necessarily think it's bad days. I just think that some days are better than the other. So if you're having a down day, just make sure to end it off positive, smile, or you can try like a fun grin challenge at home or work, or start engaging in your smile muscles more regularly. Gather 10 to 20 colored post-it notes. Write down people, places, or things that make you happy on them. Place the post-it notes wherever you will see them every morning and help you get your day started. Or you can try going like with a collage of social media smiles. Make a smile collage and share it on social media, including your favorite smile, a photo of you smiling with friends, and a photo of an activity or location that makes you smile. Or what if you're just playing like the waiting game? You can probably be waiting in a situation, whether it's traffic, at a supermarket, walking in the park or something. Stop and smile. See if other people will smile back at you. And did you know there are 19 different varieties of smiles according to scientists? How many do you think that you have in your control? But anyways, let us know in the comments how you feel about everything today, guys. Be sure to check us out every Friday at noon. We love you guys. Follow us on Instagram at dishdecorum. And don't forget, the best revenge is massive success.